Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. This past Friday was a day to remember because a tornado ripped through our city that was nearly 23 miles long. 5,000 businesses and buildings affected, $1.6 billion in damages. Many of the St. Louis public schools still affected. We don't know when they're going to be back. They don't have power. They're trying to shuffle them around to different areas. The Clayton schools are still shut down. I know many people without homes, people without power. And all of us here in the room had different experiences. So we want to, one, take a second to talk about our experiences, but also give you an opportunity to share your experiences. And then if you know of any businesses, people that are in need, you could always reach out to us at 314-531-9898. We all just had completely different experiences. Alex, you, we had just shared me like the path of the tornado. You can kind of see it of the 22.6 mile tornado that ripped through our city. You were in the heart of it at the time.
I was, yeah. I was actually, so I live in like Clayton, Richmond Heights area, and I was actually at the time, because it was a beautiful day, at the gym, which is 0.2 miles from my house.
Okay.
On the opposite side of Wydown from where I live. And during that time, the tornado came in, the lights basically shut off at the gym. It came out of nowhere.
It was bright, and then it was pitch black, night.
Yeah, and it was crazy, and so the lights shut off, so then we kind of went to take cover, but as we were going to take cover, you looked out the window and could see, like, that was as the funnel cloud was literally going past us. So
you could see the funnel.
Wow.
Was that the first time you've ever seen a tornado funnel?
It was the first time I've ever seen an actual funnel, and you could see it was, I mean, a couple streets over. So from where we were at, you could see trees being like ripped out of the ground. I mean, and the fact that this was going on in Clayton is like, you think all these buildings are there and nothing's going to be able to like touch down in its path and all this different stuff.
So usually it's looking for flat, like, not that we're like experts, but usually you would assume it's like kind of like the farmland, like Twister, you know?
Yeah. And so we kind of, me and my buddy Tim saw the funnel go past, and then like right away it was sunny again. So then I left, but then from the 0.2 miles from my house, it took me an hour and a half to get home. And I was concerned that like my dogs were at home and
were
all that.
Were you ever worried about your own safety? Like when you saw the funnel cloud, did your heart start to like beat like crazy? And like, oh my God, what if like I'm in the middle of this? What if this path hits me? What's going on?
Yeah, I think so, because it was like, again, so unexpected. And you're just like, to see it so close, you just, I don't know, I don't think any of us know enough about tornadoes to know like, it's just whatever in its path, it's going to destroy, and you don't know what direction it's going to go. I mean, it could go anyway.
It's unpredictable.
And it was just, it was, you know, scary to see it that close, because again, this just, they typically don't happen in like very heavily populated areas where it's a city. So, you know, like I'm lucky. I mean, I just didn't have power, but several of my neighbors, like, trees fell on their house. All of these trees. I think the most crazy part to me about everything that I saw was the size of the trees that were uprooted.
Yeah.
Clayton is a very older area. A lot of these trees have been there for hundreds of years. And so to see that these types of trees were pulled out of the ground, entire sidewalks were pulled up, and like the drive home, there was just stoplights all down, mangled. Mm. People, like, it was just people were in the middle of the road, like, already clearing roads. Like, I was telling somebody, I saw emergency vehicles that I didn't even know existed that looked like, honestly, out of like something you see on TV. And so, like, even from that distance, it took me like an hour and a half to get home. When I finally got home, my street was closed because there were multiple trees down on my street. And it was obviously very devastating, but at the same time, it was incredible to see the amount of neighbors and people in the neighborhood that came together. And people were like, yeah, there was like people with handsaws moving things like off of people's houses and trying to just, I think nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin, you like live like an hour from the radio station, so it almost just felt like you were disconnected but connected. How did that make you feel?
You know, it is so true. I felt very disconnected. I was napping and it was sunny. I woke up, it was raining, and then my daughter came home from where she works, the loading dock, because they let her go early because of the weather. And I was like, you might want to put your car in because it might hail. We got a little bit of hail. And then I was just flipping through, and all of the news stations are showing red. I mean, all the weather guys are and weather girls are up there, you know, talking about what's coming or what's in St. Louis at this time. And it's all red. I mean, just red. And I'm going, this is not good. This is, you know, and Grafton is not even really in the picture because it was all going to go south. It was all going to be south. But I'm going, I drive that route. I drive a lot of that route home. And then I started thinking, my wife teaches in Hazelwood. It could go into that direction. I've got friends over here as well. You live here and near Brentwood.
Yeah.
And AB and Hannah as well. And you're just like, and Alex. And you're going, oh, man, this is not good. So I just kind of watched the news. And the news kept going, we'll get to our people on the ground. But they followed the storm. So all I saw for a good hour and a half was red. I didn't see any of the devastation until later. And then when my wife got home, she was talking about how they had the tornado drills at school. And she was at a school, and they spent like an hour down in the basement. Then I talked to my brother and sister-in-law, who also teach, and they had a similar experience.
Wow.
And she was saying, you know, my wife was saying that some of the kids were very afraid, even though they were more north of this tornado. But, you know, it's not normal. It's not an everyday experience where you have to go down and duck and cover, because it's usually it's a drill and you're done for, you know, 5 minutes later. No, it was a full thing. So it felt very disconnected. Still, unfortunately, feel very disconnected because I drove in this morning thinking, oh, I'll see some of this devastation. I'll see some of these trees. It was dark, but it's not where I normally travel. But then when you watch the news, they did an aerial shot of Forest Park, and you're just like, oh my God, those are 100-year-old trees that are going to be just gone. They're going to have to replant all that. And that's just one small area. The homes alone along that stretch near Alex is just, I don't even know where you start.
That was my question. Like, how, you know, where do you start?
Right.
Like, there's just so much.
Yeah,
there's just so much everywhere. And I think if you go drive through Forest Park or, like, see it, the videos and the pictures that you're seeing on the news do not do it justice at all, because you try to explain how bad it is. And like Kevin said, like, it's just everywhere.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Does give you like an eerie feeling. If you or someone you know is in need of help, we do have resources for you posted on Y98.com. You could also go to our Instagram, the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Those ways for you to connect to the community, or if you need help, there are resources out there for you. A much different experience for Hannah, AB, and myself. We'll explain why, and it became one of my worst nightmares right after Gaga. There's no doubt our community is hurting today, and all of us had a different, very different experience when it came to the tornado that ravaged through our community on Friday. $1.6 billion in damages. Over 5,000 buildings were damaged. The St. Louis Zoo was closed. St. Louis Public School is closed. Clayton School is closed. A lot of those communities and kids are on meals provided by the schools. And so there are places where you can go if you need food, where those kids can still pick up breakfast and lunches, because those are resources that have gone away. We don't know when they will be back. Kevin, your wife is a teacher. Alex, your fiance is a teacher. Those kids were in, they had to go down into like the basement. How scary it was. And that's kind of what it felt like for me, is to see my kids, or not be able to see my kids' reaction to the tornado. So all of us had very different experiences. Alex was literally in the middle of it, and I couldn't have been farther away from it, but felt like I was in the middle of it, because Alex and I don't live too far from each other. I live in Brentwood, which is like right on the edge of where the tornado hit. If you look at the path, it was literally like a mile away from my home. That's how close I was from a tornado hitting my home, and I wasn't home with my family. Hannah, AB, myself, we had to travel to Kansas City for work. The show is heard in Kansas City, and they asked us to come to Kansas City for work. My wife is already super pregnant, so I was already super nervous about this trip a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be traveling late in my wife's pregnancy for work. And so I was nervous. I didn't know that a tornado then could also hit. I was nervous about the pregnancy stuff, not a little natural disaster. And so when we were in Kansas City, my wife texted, and it's like, it is literally just went from nice out, like Alex described, to pitch black, Brett. And it was clear skies, blue skies in Kansas City, and we had just started to hit the road to go home. So I was like, you know, like just shy of 4 hours away from my family. And I'm like, wow, it is beautiful here. She's like, yeah, it's pitch black. And in every update that was coming in, I was getting more and more nervous. Like, it is blowing. I could hear the gutters shaking. These are text messages I was getting. My daughter, who was 20 months old, was screaming that she was like in fear. And I was like, I'm not there. And it was the worst feeling in the world. Hannah and I actually drove back together in the car. And I don't know if you could tell, Hannah, I was nervous for my family, but I was trying to like play it off and keep calm and cool. But I was like a nervous wreck.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I felt like I was trying to keep it cool too, because I didn't want you to get more nervous. But so you're driving, and I have like, you know, I'm trying to like stay in contact with my family, see what's happening with my mom, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews. And I'm like trying to not like tell you too much, because you're driving me in a vehicle.
And I'm like, so I'm texting. I'm over. I was texting. I was getting tired. I was like looking at the phone. I was like trying to get updates.
But then it got to a point where like Brett was taking a call from his wife. I'm taking a call from my mom and my sisters, like just trying to figure out what's going on. And then I feel like Brett, it both kind of like hit you and I at the same time. Like, wait, we still have like hours and hours left on this trip. So if something terrible is happening, like one, we don't really know. Like, if they're not texting back right now, like, is it because they lost signal and, like, are they okay? Like, to have the fear of the unknown was awful.
And we were, like, on the bench and couldn't help. And I don't even know what I would do in this situation, because, like, what am I going to do when the tornado hits? But you felt like you wanted to be there. Like, let me help. And I don't even know what you could do. It was the most helpless feeling. And And the other thing, there was also like this weird sense of guilt from me, Hannah, that like we had beautiful weather the entire ride.
I literally agree.
It was gorgeous. And I'm like, man, it is so bad where my family's at. I felt terrible about it.
Yeah. I mean, also, it was crazy too because I kept thinking, okay, it's hitting really bad in St. Louis. Is it coming towards Kansas City? I had no idea.
If we were going to run into it, yeah.
I didn't even care about checking the radar for me because I was just worried about what is happening to my family right now in St. Louis that I can't be there to help with. So I wasn't even caring about like if we were going to run into it. I'm like, okay, Brett will handle it. But it was just scary, and to not have like any control or be able to help was really hard.
It was weird for me because I left a couple hours after Brett
and
Hannah.
Yeah, you stayed.
I went to hang out with a friend that I know in Kansas City, and I was getting like millions and millions of texts, but I mean, the weather was awesome in Kansas City, so we decided to go to a park and go on a walk, and I was like, man, I'm just getting a lot of texts, so I turned my phone on Do Not Disturb for the whole 2.5 hours I was with her, because they were saying, you know, oh, it's really windy, whatever. I'm like, who cares? Like, I had no idea. So if my phone was on Do Not Disturb literally the entire time it was happening.
Oh, my goodness.
We went on our walk. I never checked my phone once. And then once I got back in my car to then drive back to St. Louis, I was like, holy cow.
Did
wait,
you feel bad
happened?
That you put it on Do Not Disturb? What was the feeling like when you turned it, going, oh, my, should I have done that? Should I not have done that? What was the feeling like?
They didn't get hit with really anything. Like, my family lives in Chesterfield. Yeah. And they were like, the wind was kind of bad, but... And it got dark, but they didn't really see the worst of it at all. So they were okay. But then I was like getting a call from my best friend, Elizabeth, being like, oh my gosh. And then I had other people that
you live in Brentwood where I live.
Yeah,
you
live, in Brentwood.
Down the street from me.
So then I had friends texting me being like, are you good? And I was like, what do you mean? I'm not even in, like, I was like, I'm not in St. Louis. I was like, what's happening? And I didn't realize the extent of it until people started sending me pictures and all of that.
Heartbreaking. The other thing that ended up happening, I think, from a parent's perspective, is my wife hates storms. Mm. I am the calm in our marriage, in our relationship. Like, I like am usually really easygoing. When people are anxious, it makes me calmer. And that is not my wife. When people are anxious, she feels the anxiousness. She's like an empath. She is like how roles just reverse. Like she like literally for our kids who are freaking out. I was so calm. I was so easygoing. I played it off like everything was going to be okay, but I was in my head going, this is scary as F. Like, this is effing crazy. Like, she was freaking out, like, but stayed calm through it all. And I think it's so interesting when you're putting those perspectives, like, you, what you're capable of, what you do in those situations, what roles you get yourself into. She was like, I was so calm the entire time. And that is not me. I'm usually leaning on you for it. And it's like so interesting. Mm. So many families affected. So many people just feel the devastation that has hit our community. There are resources posted at Y98.com. We want to hear your stories. If you know any businesses that have affected and need help, we're going to open up the phone lines to you here. We'll be with you all hour long as we're commercial free, just trying to recover from the storm. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag, though?
So as we're stressed here in St. Louis, we got news as an entire country that shook us up as well. I'll tell you the update in just 3 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.